I hate my purse. I hate my purse. I absolutely hate it. If you're one of those women who thinks there's something great about purses, don't even bother listening to this because there will be nothing here for you. This is for women who hate their purses, who are bad at purses, who understand that their purses are reflections of negligent housekeeping, hopeless disorganization, a chronic inability to throw anything away, and an ongoing failure to handle the obligations of a demanding and difficult accessory. The obligation, for example, that it should in some way match what you're wearing. This is for women whose purses are a morass of loose Tic Tacs, solitary Advils, lipsticks without tops, chapsticks of unknown vintage, little bits of tobacco, even though there has been no smoking going on for at least 10 years, tampons that have come loose from their wrappings, English coins from a trip to London last October, boarding passes from long-forgotten airplane trips, hotel keys from God knows what hotel, leaky ballpoint pens, Kleenexes that either have or have not been used, but there's no way to be sure one way or another, scratched eyeglasses, an old tea bag, several crumpled personal checks that have come loose from the checkbook and are covered with smudge marks, and an unprotected toothbrush that looks as if it has been used to polish silver. This is for women who in mid-July realize they still haven't bought a summer purse, or who in mid-winter are still carrying around a straw bag. This is for women who find it appalling that a purse might cost $500 or $600, never mind that top-of-the-line thing called a Birkin bag that costs $10,000, not that it's relevant, because you can't even get on the waiting list for one. On the waiting list for a purse, for a $10,000 purse that will end up full of old Tic Tacs. This is for those of you who understand, in short, that your purse is in some absolutely horrible way you. Or, as Louis XIV might have put it, but didn't because he was much too smart to have a purse, le sac, c'est moi. I realized many years ago that I was no good at purses, and for quite a while, I managed to do without one. I was a freelance writer, and I spent most of my time at home. I didn't need a purse to walk into my own kitchen. When I went out, usually at night, I frequently managed with only a lipstick, a $20 bill, and a credit card tucked into my pocket. That's about all you can squeeze into an evening bag anyway, and it saved me a huge amount of money because I didn't have to buy an evening bag. Evening bags, for reasons that are obscure unless you're a Marxist, cost even more than regular bags. But unfortunately, there were times when I needed to leave the house with more than the basics. I solved this problem by purchasing an overcoat with large pockets. This, I realize, turned my coat into a purse, but it was still better than carrying a purse. Anything is better than carrying a purse.